Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel filed a brief in one of our counseling victories. It is now pending at the Court of Appeals. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Well, Matt, we recently filed our what's called answer brief in the Federal Court of Appeals. This is the case that comes out of Tampa, Florida, in which a federal judge, actually a President Donald Trump appointee, struck down the law in Tampa. The ordinance in Tampa says that counselors cannot provide voluntary talk counsel, talk therapy, if you will, to minors who want help in overcoming or eliminating, reducing their unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or identity. Now, the judge in that case issued a marvelous ruling that said, this kind of regulation is beyond the authority of local governments. It is a statewide regulatory process of medical and other healthcare professionals, including counseling, and local governments have no business going into this area. And that's the issue that's currently on appeal. The city of Tampa appealed the decision, and we have now filed our brief. They'll file their reply, and then the case will be eventually set later this year for oral argument.
And obviously, there are many more problems and violations, constitutional violations and so forth associated with these types of bans. But this one is narrowly focused on the fact that really this is a municipality stepping into the role of state government agencies and that is improper. So what happened at the higher court? Was it remanded back to the lower court?
Well, no. What happened is we've got another case that I just argued. It's out of South Florida. It's at the Court of Appeals as well. And that case I recently argued. So we're waiting on a decision from the Court of Appeals. And that one is focused on the First Amendment. Now, in both cases, here's where we are. We filed lawsuits against Tampa, Florida, and Boca Raton and Palm Beach County, Florida, separate lawsuits, because both of those areas, Tampa and then the other two, are local governments that passed these laws virtually identical. And the reason they passed them is because they can't get these passed on the state level. Year after year after year, these same attempted bans have been introduced at the state, and the legislature has rejected them. So they tried to do it on their own, banning change counsel. So in both cases, we raised the First Amendment, and also in these particular cases, since they're not statewide bans, what's called preemption, that this area is not under the regulatory authority of the local governments. In the Tampa case, the court ultimately ruled on the local preemption argument before even reaching the First Amendment, and consequently said, I don't need to reach the First Amendment because I see that they don't have the authority to pass it anyway. In the South Florida case, the court there ruled on the First Amendment and did not rule on the local preemption. So we have two cases, one that's focused on the First Amendment and the other that's focused on the local governments. Now, obviously, if we win the local government regulation, that'll knock them out throughout the state of Florida. If we win the First Amendment case, that'll knock them out throughout several southern states, but it also will set the case up to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. So we've got that First Amendment case that's already been argued. I argued that on February the 11th. We're waiting on a ruling on that particular case. And then this case, I have not argued it yet, but we'll argue it later this year. But we just filed our brief, and it's all on this issue of local preemption. And here's the thing. Every state has the same issue. What you're having now is 18 states, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, have passed these statewide or district-wide or territory-wide bans. But in other places where they have not been able to get these bans passed on a statewide level, you have about 60 local jurisdictions throughout the country trying to do what Tampa and the South Florida jurisdictions are doing, passing these local laws. And so we're challenging both the statewide bans and the local ones as well. Our goal is to get one of these back to the U.S. Supreme Court. So Tampa passed this ban. They have no information. In fact, the evidence shows that they never had a complaint from anyone regarding any kind of counsel from one of these experts or any expert, either in Tampa, and there's never been an entire complaint in Florida. So they wanted to pass this ban. Well, you know, Florida has comprehensive legislation already that governs doctors, medical doctors, osteopathic doctors, chiropractors, counselors, psychiatrists, all levels of counseling. They have all the different regulatory rules in place. That's where you have the statewide uniformity. Local governments have no business passing it, because here's what happens. In Tampa, someone has a office inside Tampa and then one right across the city border. In one office, they can't counsel. In the other office, they can counsel. But in Tampa, if they can't counsel, the state law says they can, and it sets up this conflict. It's just absurd. And by the way, get this. Whether it's law or medicine or healthcare, you have regulatory bodies that govern those particular areas. And you have people that are part of that profession, attorneys, doctors, counselors, that are part of the regulatory oversight bodies, right? They are people of the same profession. Guess what they have in Tampa for a violation? They have someone who has no training, a high school education, or maybe a high school equivalent. And that person, the high school equivalent, maybe they have a GED, no training, they're the ones that are tasked with determining whether or not this counselor crossed the line. Whether or not the counsel that the counselor is giving at the request of the client has a goal of helping the client change. Now, that counselor can counsel the client that, hey, you feel like you're a boy, but you feel like you're a girl, no problem. Let's go ahead and put you on some puberty blocking medications. Let's ultimately change your pronouns. Let's do some other things to help you feel comfortable as a girl. I encourage you to start dressing like a girl. And then what we'll do is we'll set you up with a doctor who can give you some surgery, take off different body parts, and we'll do things like that. A counselor can do that. Ugh. But a counselor can't tell that person that comes in, I'm a boy, I'm having these strange feelings, like I identify more with girls than boys, but I don't like that. Can you help me overcome that? I want to be able to identify as a boy and have confidence in me as a boy. The counselor can't help that boy.
So the decision makers are unqualified. It's a total political analysis. It's not a medical analysis. They don't have the medical training. Well, Judge William Jung wrote, nothing is more intimate, more private, and more sensitive than a growing young man or woman talking to a mental health therapist about sex, gender preferences, and conflicted feelings. The ordinance inserts the city's code enforcers into the middle of this sensitive, intense, and private moment. But this moment is already governed by Florida's very broad rights of privacy, something the ordinance ignores. The Florida Constitution's privacy amendment suggests that government should stay out of the therapy room. And what a powerful statement. That's what we've been saying all along.
That's
the government
what we've been
needs
saying
to stay out of the therapy
yeah,
room.
Yeah, the government has no business, whether it's local or state, doesn't matter. The government has no business eavesdropping, putting a hidden camera, a hidden microphone into the therapy room when the counselor and the client shut the door and they have private conversations. The government has no business listening to the conversation. And then telling the client, oh, by the way, that goal that you're seeking to change, no, you can't do it. Because if, in fact, the counselor who's an expert and can help you, if he tries or she tries, we're going to punish that counselor. I mean, that's just absurd. We're talking about real people's lives at stake. We represent Robert Vazo. He's a family therapist, marriage and family therapist, and his clients, and also the Christian ministry New Hearts Outreach Tampa Bay in this case. Continue to keep this case in your prayers. We've got several others like this pending or in different processes at the courts of appeals in the lower courts, and pray that we get one of these back to the Supreme Court, the sooner the better, to strike these down around the country. Thanks for standing with us and praying with us. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org/helpkids for a specific website on this issue. lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.